From the land of the free and the home of the Chiefs, this is the Locked On Chiefs podcast.
The NFLPA voted to not have any preseason games this year. It's going to be very interesting to see how that shakes out. This is your Kansas City Chiefs Google News story of the day. Over the weekend, or it looks like on Friday, the NFLPA did vote. All 32 teams unanimously decided that they did not want to have any preseason games at all whatsoever. That's going to be something that is going to honestly affect the salary cap, obviously, eventually, although it probably will have a pretty low effect on the salary cap. But it does have, it is going to have some kind of effect on teams being able to be ready to play in the regular season. I get why they're wanting to do this. They're looking at it from the perspective of none of these games are going to count, so why play them? Why risk the ability to be around that many more people? I definitely understand why they're saying that. Big question that I'm going to have, and this goes way beyond just this whole COVID thing, is how are teams really going to get ready and see what players can do? Training camp is one thing. But what you really find out, and when you go to training camp and when you sit through some of these drills, players look like they're doing fantastic. But then they get in games and they, I'm not going to say they're lost, but they don't do what you would expect them to do. That is a huge part of the process when it comes to undrafted free agents making the team. So I could definitely see this being a big issue when it comes to the talent level that is going to be on each and every team down at the bottom of the roster. And it's just a big question. You look at this scenario, obviously people are already talking about, well, this is a scenario where there are not going to be any more seasons where you have four preseason games because it was looking like this could have been the last one to begin with. But now the NFL is talking to going down to two. That's already been decided that they're working on that. And the NFLPA then comes out and votes, all of their 32 reps come out and vote that they don't want to play any preseason games. So that's going to change the whole dynamic of how you're going to build a team, how you're going to get ready for the regular season, and you're probably going to see very sloppy football for the first 3 or 4 weeks of the season just because these teams are not going to be ready and regularly going through the process that they would have gone through most years, because you're getting a lot of the kinks out, and that's one of the big things that Kansas City is always focused on and that I've really enjoyed, is they focus on different aspects in each different game. Andy Reid may be looking at the running game in game one. In game two, he may be looking at the passing game. In game three, they're looking at something completely different. Maybe they're looking at their goal line sets or, you know, their third down sets or something similar. But he's always got a plan specifically, really for his offense as to what they're going to be working on that specific game. I'm sure defense is kind of working on the same thing, whether or not they go base or whether they, you know, go to a situation where they're using more of their, you know, nickel or dime packages. So that's going to be very interesting to see what the NFL is able to get done, how the NFL is going to come back and talk to the players about this, because going from four games to two didn't really shock me. It's not surprising that they want to do that. I'm not really surprised that they want to go to zero games. I understand why they want to do it. I just don't know if the application of it is going to be very good. It's going to be very intriguing to see what kind of deal the NFL and the NFLPA are able to come to make this a reality. I do think that this is going to be the reality. I don't know that you're going to have any preseason games this year. And really, that's going to hurt your roster spots from 45 to 53. That's going to hurt your undrafted free agents because they're going to have less of an opportunity to make the roster, and that's going to be a big question. So it's going to be something to watch in training camp. Training camp is going to be different this year. They've already talked about how that's going to be different. We don't know the ins and outs of how that's going to end up. I do think that there are still a lot of things that they don't know. We do know that there are going to be big questions throughout this whole offseason and preseason and getting ready to try to play games in the NFL this year, and that's still a big question mark as well. A lot of states are reporting upticks in cases. I think that's something that you would expect with more testing, but it is going to be something that you're going to have to worry about and you're going to have to look at and say, okay, well, are you going to be able to play in these states? Is that going to be something that's going to change things? That has been your Kansas City Chiefs Google News story of the day. Chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers. RockAuto.com's prices are the same for everybody and are reliably low. RockAuto.com always offers the lowest prices possible rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear like airlines do. RockAuto.com is for everybody and does not require membership or account login. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The rockauto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brand, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write "Locked On" in their "How did you hear about us" box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Chiefs. Thank you all for listening. I hope you guys enjoyed your July 4th holiday weekend. Today's episode is brought to you by rockauto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. Again, thank you all for listening. We really do appreciate it. And a lot of things that we need to really start talking about when it comes to this roster. In the news segment, I talked about how that the NFLPA has said that they don't want to play any preseason games. I get why they don't want to play any NFL preseason games. It makes sense to me. I understand it. It's going to change the product on the field, especially the first couple of weeks, if they have no preseason games. I understand that the owners are probably going to go with this because they're not going to have much of a choice. I don't think that it's going to be something that you're going to want to continue to go down that path and fight to get those games because they really don't make you that much money. But it is also going to be something that's going to affect the salary cap. We've already kind of talked about how removing two games is going to affect the salary cap. If they remove the rest of them, it's going to affect the salary cap. You're going to lose out on market money that you would get when you had the games online to begin with, and you're going to lose money of fans in the stands. So that's obviously going to be an issue. It's not going to be as big of an issue as obviously if they miss regular season games or being able to have fans in the stands for regular season games, which is still something that's up in the air. I don't know how this season is going to play out. There's a lot of question marks as to how the NFL is going to get this done and how they're going to be able to play. It sounds like the NBA and Major League Baseball are getting ready to come back and start getting to work. There were a couple of players, and one of them that I actually have followed because he is from my area and actually from the Kansas City area, is Landry Shamet. He just tested positive for COVID over the weekend, so he will not be reporting to Orlando when the team does. And there are going to be aspects of that when you start looking into training camp. When are some of these players going to start testing positive for this? How's it going to affect teams showing up to training camp? How's it going to affect, you know, football, you know, when we get to that point in September? A lot of questions that we just don't have the answers to, and we're not going to have the answers to for a long time. That's just the reality of Major League sports right now. There is nothing that's really going to come around and change that. They're still talking about a vaccine, but I have a hard time believing that's going to be done in time for, you know, even December. I would think that it's going to be sometime next year. At that point, the NFL season would be completely over. You would have been in the playoffs and maybe even the Super Bowl by the time there would be a vaccine. But there's still a lot of questions when you start talking about vaccine and how that's going to work. Is everybody going to be vaccinated, and what are you going to do with players that decide they don't want to be vaccinated? Don't really want to get into that, but there are all these questions and all these things we don't have answers to. The league is trying to put together as much as they possibly can and get ready for this season as much as they possibly can. But we're going to see over the next couple of months, especially over this next month when the NBA and Major League Baseball start, how they're going to deal with their players getting COVID and how they're going to deal with positive tests. We've already seen one player come out, at least in Major League Baseball, and say he's not playing this season. You have to wonder whether or not the NFL will have some of those players and who those players are going to be. Right now, it doesn't look like the NFL is planning on keeping their players separate and trying to keep them in the same location, which to me is questionable because, you know, when you have 53 players plus your practice squad of another 10 players plus your coaching staff, you're easily up to close to 80 people that are all going to be around each other all the time. That's going to be very difficult to handle and keep people. And then you start talking about those 80 people. How many people are they going to be around exponentially? That's going to be a big issue. So that's definitely going to be something that the NFL is going to have to look at. We will see what they end up doing. It is a bigger issue for the NFL than it is going to be for baseball and for basketball. Smaller rosters, smaller coaching staff, smaller training staffs all of that, a lot smaller presence when it comes to those types of other leagues. So that's going to be a big question mark. I do think it's something, obviously, the NFL has been working on. They're trying to get as much information out there as they possibly can so these teams can prepare for whatever they need to be prepared for. But it is still going to be a question going down and getting ready for the NFL season to start. So as I said before, I do want to shift focus a little bit and start talking about the actual players and who's going to make this roster and get back into talking about a little bit what I was referring to in the news segment. We did talk about this last week on Friday, how the NFL is looking at changing training camp rosters to maybe 75 players, maybe 80 players. So we'll see what we end up having on that regard. But when you start looking at what it's going to be when you get down into training camp and you get to a point where you're not going to have these games, I am sitting here looking at the roster right now, and I just really quickly went through and counted how many people I think are going to make the roster that are pretty set. I would say that you're at 47 or 48. I do think that there's probably some arguments that there could be a couple other people that are going to make the roster, but maybe you take some of the guys off that I counted. So I think Kansas City is probably going to be at 47 or 48, which really means there's going to be five or six roster spots that are going to be available if I'm right. If you take it down to 45, that means that there are going to be eight roster spots available. When you get to that point, how are you going to determine who are going to make those roster spots? Because you don't want to do that based on practice normally, because practice isn't necessarily going to be how they're going to play in a game. That's one of the big things that has always been nice about the preseason is you can go and watch practices, you can go and watch guys that stand out in practices, and you think, there's no way this guy isn't going to make the roster. And then they just completely disappear in a game. That's going to be a big issue this year, because it's possible that you're not going to have any preseason games at all whatsoever. And if that ends up being the case, you're in a situation where you are going to have seven or eight, maybe nine players, probably just seven or eight, maybe even less than that, that you don't even know if they are able to step into a game and actually function in a game like they've been functioning when they've been in practice. So that's a big question mark. That is definitely something that's going to be a big thing going into the season. And when we get back from break, I do want to talk about that a little bit more. So when we start talking about getting back into a situation where you're going to have all these players that are not actually playing a game for you in the preseason, if we get to that point, where is that going to affect you the most? Right now, to me, that's going to affect you the most at, you know, really your offensive line, defensive line. Those are going to be the guys that I'm going to question the most. You probably got a pretty good idea. I'd say you know at least seven of your offensive linemen if they keep nine. Maybe you know eight. So you only maybe have one or two spots available. But at the same time, how are those guys going to go up against other people? How are they going to show up when they're playing against other competition? You're not going to get a chance to get to do that. And one of the things that's going to be a big downfall in this preseason, if they don't have preseason games, is you're not going to have those guys get experience. That might be the only time they get a chance to actually play the entire season. That's a huge disadvantage going forward. Obviously, I understand why they're looking at doing it, and I understand why the NFLPA wants to do it, but that's a huge disadvantage to a lot of these young players that are going to be struggling and trying to find a way to make their roster because they're not going to be able to show like they normally could in a normal year. You start looking at other positions, you know, you get into corner, you get into wide receiver. You know, right now Kansas City's always kept six wide receivers. I think that's going to continue to be the case. I think that they're going to be looking at having those six wide receivers, and I think we know who most of those guys are. But we have some undrafted guys that are coming in, and we have some other players that may be able to step in at corner that we just don't know enough about yet. So you're going to base all of your decisions on those specific players based on what they do in training camp and going up against the wide receivers that you already have. You're going to have questions there. I like the wide receiver group that Kansas City has. Your top four are pretty solid, and definitely your top three are extremely solid. When you start talking and getting to four, five, and six, you start having question marks. DeMarcus Robinson had good times last year and then disappeared at other times. Byron Pringle just hasn't stepped forward enough like I expected that he would, but we'll see how he is able to come forward again this year. Big year for him. But when you start looking at some of those other guys that you still have on this roster that are your younger wide receivers, a guy like Jody Fortson, is he going to have a chance to make this roster? I think that based on what I saw last year, if he was able to improve this year, I think that he may be able to, you know, find his way on the roster as maybe the sixth wide receiver and fill in like a Marcus Kemp type role if he's able to figure out and play special teams. I think that could be a huge thing for Kansas City, and I do think that that would be good for them. But you start looking at some of these other positions, and you're just going to have question marks that you're just not going to be able to answer at training camp like you normally would, or, sorry, in your preseason games like you normally would. Training camp is not going to answer how players are going to play in games. You're not going to be able to see a bigger part of the picture. You're going to have to go back to game tape that they've already played in their college career and maybe even in the NFL for some of the younger guys that, you know, were in the preseason last year to try to determine if their game is much different from practice, from what you've seen in practice to the games. And you're going to have to extrapolate. I think that's definitely going to be a big issue this season. Like I've said, I do definitely think that when you start looking at expanding the practice squad, and maybe they're going to even expand it even more and maybe give teams the ability to use even more practice squad players because of COVID, because you're starting to look at, you know, what happens if a player isn't able to play. Are you going to lose them for how many weeks are you going to lose them for? It would make a lot of sense if they expand the practice squad rosters to, you know, maybe 14, maybe 15 players as opposed to just 10, but still big question marks there. And at least at that point, you would have, you know, another five players that you could look at and say, okay, well, we have these other five guys. We have an idea as to what they can do. We can see how they're going to practice. We can continue to develop them and get them used to the system and used to our offense and used to our defense and ready to play on special teams if they're needed there. But this is going to be a big question mark for the NFL this season, and it's definitely going to be something that they're going to have to figure out. I'm very intrigued to see how Kansas City is able to build this roster. Luckily for them, and this is one of the things that is going to benefit teams like Kansas City, they're returning 20 of their 22 starting players from last season. That is huge. That is absolutely huge for this team. They're going to be able to walk in and they're going to have the core of their offense and defense back and ready to go this season, and that is going to be absolutely huge. The biggest question mark when you start looking at this team is going to be, is Chris Jones going to be there when the regular season starts? And with that question mark, if he shows up and he's ready to play on time like the rest of the team is, Kansas City is going to be in a very prime spot. Patrick Mahomes has already dealt with all of these growing pains from year to year to year. Now he's going into what will be his third season starting, and he is going to be coming off a Super Bowl win. He knows the team that he has around him. It's going to be very interesting to me to see what he was able to improve on from 2019 to 2020, especially with this, you know, different type of offseason that they've gone through. You know, and then you start looking at the other players that they've added. They really haven't added some great pieces, but they have added, you know, a Taco Charlton. Is he going to be a guy that's going to be able to make the roster? Is he going to push for playing time at the bottom of the roster? I think that he could. But, you know, you still have other question marks. You have Breland Speaks, who's supposed to be coming back from IR. Is he going to make the roster? I would think that he should, but, you know, big questions when it comes to him. What are you going to do with the other roster spots, and how are you going to fill out this roster? Even though you're returning 20 of your 22 starters, you're still going to have questions down at the bottom. And all of the teams in the NFL are going to have questions. How are you going to fill out your bottom roster? I get that. Luckily, Kansas City's not going to be trying to teach a rookie QB to take over an offense, or, you know, have a brand new coach that's coming in to trying to install a new system, because those are the teams that are going to be really far behind going into this season, this year. I think Kansas City's going to be primed. I think they're going to be ready. A lot of question marks as to how this season and when this season is going to kick off. If it's supposed to kick off, or if it's going to kick off when it's supposed to, with Kansas City taking on Houston the first Thursday night, in September, I guess it would be September 10th, as I believe the game night. Is that really going to be what happens? Is that going to be when the NFL season starts? Are we going to be dealing with another, you know, mini breakout of you know, COVID at that time that's going to push the start of the season back? We just don't know anything right now. It is going to be something that we've obviously never seen. There are a lot of questions that we're not going to have answers to. Teams aren't going to have answers. They're going to have to be very flexible, and this is the time where a guy like Brett Veach is really going to make his money. I will be surprised if there are a lot of trades. I just have a hard time believing that's going to be something that teams are going to be doing this offseason, just because of the way the schedule is working out right now. But, you know, Brett Beach has liked to make trades in the past, and maybe if he's able to find somebody that teams think they're going to cut, maybe they're able to bring in somebody and they're able to make it work. Lots of different positions that you could be looking at in that situation. I personally would love to see Kansas City bring in David Njoku, but that's going to be a big question mark as to what Cleveland's going to want to take for him. But that would be fun, in my opinion. Thank you very much for listening today. We will be back tomorrow with more Chiefs news and more talk about this roster and how the team is going to be ready going into training camp.
Ryan Tracy is the founder of Rogue Analytics and the host of RGR Football on YouTube. Follow him there. Chris Clark is a senior analyst at ChiefsDigest.com, where you can get his work. Rate and review at Apple Podcasts and subscribe on your preferred podcast platform. Thank you for listening.